Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, do I have some stuff for you today. All right, so first up, this Florida woman, can you imagine like this being the headline for your crime and then like this, your mugshot with it? A Florida woman stole money from a cheerleading business to pay for her Botox. The cheerleading coach was arrested and charged with grand theft for stealing over $30,000 from this kid's nonprofit. Clay County cheerleading coach is accused of stealing money from her team's organization and spending it on Botox, according to an arrest warrant. Amanda Herden, the previous leader of the Crush Cheer organization, allegedly stole over $32,000 from the organization for children. Crush Cheer is a nonprofit, and the money parents contribute goes towards uniforms and other operational costs. The arrest warrant proves that Herndon had sole access to the organization's account where she, quote, used Crush cheerleading funds to get Botox, pay for her personal cell phone bill, purchase concert tickets, multiple Amazon purchases, and more. Things that were not related to Crush cheerleading business, according to the warrant. Yeah, so, oh, she also purchased some stuff at Big Lots, too. So she's so in trouble. And they said that now they're having to, they had to disperse Crush Cheer. And the organization, they had to have the co-directors create their own gym because they couldn't, like, actually continue. So she's totally going to, she's going to jail. Also, a woman wearing a Superman t-shirt is wanted in Vero Beach. Police say she's no superhero. The woman wearing a superhero t-shirt and her face is clearly visible. I mean, she's got like her eyeliner wing game on. It's strong. After she walked into a Publix and straight up stole four bottles of tequila in 3 minutes. She placed two bottles of the Casamigos tequila in her purse and then walked out with and took two others, walked out without paying. I mean, you know, she's a superhero. She should be able to find her. They can't find her, so they're trying. Florida man was spotted by officers trying to board a plane in Orlando with a fake grenade and a real yet unmounted rocket launcher. The contents of the bag were detected by people with eyes. The TSA spokesperson said that the bag contained literally like a fake grenade and the rocket launcher and all this stuff. They said that it's forbidden to carry replica or real weapons on planes. They confiscated the materials and they let him go on. Oh, okay. Yeah, let him go on. But you'll get in trouble for your, you know, your shampoo bottle. Does it seem like every time you turn around or open up your wallet, you're shocked at the changes that have directly impacted your life in just 2.5 years? There's something that you can do to protect the value of your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. Contact the folks at American Hartford Gold and talk to them about your options in diversifying your assets. Empower yourself with opportunity. Hold on to the fruits of your hard work and protect your future. So do what I did and call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. Diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside of your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the country with an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Call today and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. Call American Hartford Gold today at 866-887-1188. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. That's 866-887-1188 or text Dana to 998899. Some people out there need Jesus, including this chick in Virginia who used a website called Chatterbait. Don't look it up. You missed this.
I saw the story yesterday.
Did you see the story? Did you have to clean your eyes and then go to church?
I was really hoping you wouldn't bring it up today.
You were hoping. That's so sweet. So this woman, and I mentioned this as a headline the other day. Susanna Gibson. She is running in the 57th district. It is a suburban Richmond seat. And Democrats want to upend. They're all trying to undo GOP majority in the House, right? And so they've been really targeting. David Owen is the Republican. And then this Susanna Gibson, she's a nurse practitioner. She's got two kids. She's, you know, she's married. And then she also does something on the side. So she, golly, I hate some days. She and her husband engaged in private marital activities that she streamed publicly, and she would take requests in exchange for actual monetary tips. Now, the videos can be archived on another site. So she live streamed sex acts with her husband and then asked people for tips, money, for doing requests, I guess. But that's not where it ends, because we know it because it got out there, obviously. And then the response to this from Democrats, they've gone apoplectic. They lost their minds. They accused everybody of actual revenge porn. And then all the operatives, this is what they're saying. Like, this chick is a senator in Virginia. She says, Glenn Youngkin's team leaked videos of Susanna Gibson to try to embarrass and humiliate her. Okay, I had quote tweeted this, and I said, wait. How do you leak videos that someone willingly posted themselves to a public forum? And I ended it with, durr. But how does that, I mean, I feel like I was listening, I've listened to my husband explain fax machine stuff to, like, our parents and how to send PDFs to our parents. No, if my mom's listening, don't get mad at me. But you know how you, like, you're explaining how some things work to, like, your parents or your grandparents, right, on the internet? And it requires a lot of patience. I feel like that applies here because these people apparently don't know how the internet works. Like, she live streamed on a public forum, much like I'm doing right now. We have a simulcast of the radio show that also live streams on YouTube and Facebook, much like that. She live streamed it and then is mad because people saw it. Well, Republicans saw it and thought, whoa, why are you doing this? You're literally running for office and you're doing this. And so now she's accusing the people who have seen, I guess, or who know that she posted these sex acts on a totally public, not private forum. She says that's revenge porn and they leaked it. That's not how any of that works. You revenged yourself then. You can't leak something that's like when people accuse libs of TikTok of doxing people because she literally reposts something they already publicly post themselves. That's exactly the same thing here. So the Democrats they're apoplectic. They are freaking out right now because they thought they were going to be able to flip this seat. And my first thought is, y'all didn't, like, vet your candidate, right? Like, y'all didn't vet this candidate. Y'all didn't go, well, wait a minute, before we get any further, do you have any other social media accounts of which we should be aware? You know, any live streaming? You got to ask these people that, you know, the D's. You got to ask them this. These are the people that are like, yeah, we think it's totally fine to read about, you know, dildos to your kids in school. I mean, those are those people. By the way, Kane, we didn't know if we could say that yesterday on air or not when Senator Kennedy was reading that, the genderqueer book. So we just did it and thought we would apologize after if there was any issue. But we did censor out the other thing. So you can rest easy now. Yeah. Yeah, see, you couldn't get us. We just ran amok, man. So these are the people that are wanting to read this trash to your kids in schools, right? So you got to ask these people these things. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Are there any other accounts of which we should be aware? Nobody leaked that on you, girl. The call came from inside the house. You've heard me rave about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun for a long time, and the fact is, I cannot say enough good things about it. I mean, the KSG is the one that started it all, made ordinary shotguns obsolete, and still reigns supreme. But the big reason I keep raving about it is I'm also the proud owner of one at least. And trust me, I really put the KSG to the test before adding it to my collection. It's perfect for home defense or tactical situations. And this 12 gauge is a reliable go-to that's easy to handle for everyone. The KSG shotgun is the first 12 gauge pump action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells and with dual tube magazines, offers a capacity of 12+1. Its downward shell ejection makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's compact, lightweight, and easy to maneuver and control. Learn more about the KSG shotgun at KelTecWeapons.com and follow Kel-Tec on social media. Visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Smuckers, I saved the orangutan story. I don't know why I kept that in here. It's my favorite story ever. You missed that, Kane. Remind me to share that story with you when we come back. So the Smucker people are buying the Twinkie people. The Smucker's jelly people are buying the Twinkies people for $5.6 billion. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Grape jelly and the Twinkie? Yeah, I'm just saying. You're welcome. That one's for free. Hostess saw its demand for Twinkie slip because they raised prices. And they shrank the Twinkie. Don't tell me they didn't shrink that thing. I remember when I was little, yes, I was smaller, the Twinkie was a lot bigger. Kane, back me up here. It was bigger. Bigger. Twinkies got small. Yeah. So maybe they can, fun size is a lie. Let's just be honest That's true. We talk about this every Halloween season. All right, so Short Stack went to Commie Land. Y'all don't know what that's about. Kim Jong-un, he hopped on. They made a big deal out of his fortified train. It's like 2023 and the Short Stack's on a train. Hopped on his giant bulletproof drab green train. And then he choo-chooed on over to meet with Pillowface McPutin. So the whole thing is just, I love how they're like, look at him. They act like it's state of the art. He's stepping off his big giant train in 2023. His big giant train. 2023. Just going to put that out there. So did Dog the Bounty Hunter, did he actually take part in getting this Cavalcante guy? Because he caught another dude. You know that, right? Like he actually went out there and like hunted another dude and caught him before. Like another most wanted guy. I was just wondering because that was happening. Someone alert mom's demand. River of red wine is flowing through a Portuguese village after storage units exploded. The streets of a small town in Portugal this week, they had an incident at a local distillery. Literal rivers of red wine flowed through Anadia, Portugal. In the gutters, in the streets, it's turned it all purple. They had a wine distillery located in the village, and the wine river was caused when two storage units burst on Sunday. Why wasn't I just laid down in the middle of the street and just... Like a Shel Silverstein, that poem that he had about the lazy chick who wanted a drink and she just laid there with her mouth open as it rained. I'd be like that with this wine flood. Just on days like today. We told you the guy who escaped from prison was caught. Kane, the story I was going to tell you, an orangutan yeeted a possum at a zoo. Yeah. He straight up yeeted a possum. They think he killed the possum, and then he like poked his head out of his enclosure to check it. Damn. I was saving that one for him because I knew he'd like it. We got a lot more on the way. Also, why are they coming at, now they're saying Sudafed doesn't work. It's because they changed the ingredients due to the meth chefs. Stick with us. New York Post says that Sudafed, they have this story. Sudafed, Benadryl, and most decongestants, according to the FDA's advisory panel, don't work, which I think is a lie. Every now and then I have to take Sudafed if it's like really crazy cedar, like fall and spring. So my voice sounds a little lower today because allergy stuff. I haven't had any like Sudafed or anything. But why are they saying that they go Sudafed, Benadryl, and most decongestants don't work? Well, Benadryl is an antihistamine. That's not a decongestant. And with Sudafed, didn't they have to change that ingredient in Sudafed because of the meth chefs? Isn't that why? Because you had meth chefs buying it by the truckloads so that they could make meth. That's why you had to, when you go to fill out, whenever you had to buy Sudafed and you have to go to the pharmacist and you have to fill out a form, I literally would put def not for meth on there. Not, no meth. Sign my name, no meth. It's so annoying. But this, now they're saying that the ruling may soon lead to them being pulled off shelves nationwide. Well, I guess they'll be going to Guess I'll be going to the Farmacia down in Mexico to get my Sudafed. Oh my gosh. By the way, you know, case in point, I'm sure you know this. You know, you can get at the pharmacies down there in Mexico. You can get, I've not been. You can get all this kind of stuff down there, right? You can get antibiotics. You can get the Sudafeds and all that stuff down there. And I had a friend telling me, yeah, it's probably, you know, cartel ran. And I'm like, well, which cartel? Like the Mexican cartel or the FDA? Like which one? Oh, wait, we're supposed to pretend the FDA isn't one because it's government. So that means it's virtuous, right? It's holy. So you can't criticize it. Same damn thing. It's just legitimized by government. See how that works? That's the difference between the cartels and some of these agencies. So they said that they should have, like this one, so FDA, they said that virtually all over the counter, that is such BS. That's such a lie. They absolutely do. Why are they doing this, Kane? You're the tinfoil guy on this stuff. Explain it.
I can't.
They're looking at Tussin. Y'all are going to catch hands if you take Tussin.
Right.
They're looking at all this stuff. They say it's useless at reducing nasal congestion. The Sudafed was good until they made them change it because of the meth chefs.
What I really think, though, is that they're setting this up for Big Pharma to have an answer.
They're setting it up for Dana to go to Mexico and visit the pharmacias down there is what they're doing.
But they're going to have Big Pharma put out what is more effective than the stuff you can get over the counter. And it's going to be more expensive.
See, this is where I get so capital L libertarian on stuff. It's more I get more libertarian than actual libertarians. Mm-hmm. This is where my husband and I immediately part ways on the road of political ideologies. Because I look at this and I'm like, it does. I don't think Sudafed should have ever had to change a damn thing, number one, because meth chefs are doing it. Because you're always going to have, that's the same thing as saying you got to ban all guns because some people are using them improperly. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. I hate that stuff. I hate it. Do you believe the government that's like cigarettes are healthy, but not this, that government? You're going to let that government sit here and tell you what you can or can't eat? I don't know. Should I take a bite of this? What has Uncle Sam said? Can't live my life without Uncle Sam. That's like, you know, that's a form of slavery, right? Come on. I'm not joking. Like, I'm maybe vacationing in Mexico, Kane. I'm so not joking. I'm so tired of this stuff. After everything with COVID and ivermectin and you getting yelled at simply because you wanted a therapeutic and people were saying that you're taking horse medication and they're like, you got to take this vaccine that totally doesn't work. It's a clot shot. I mean, I don't trust these. They are their own. It's the American cartel. You have the Mexican cartels and you got the American cartels. And hey, yeah, the Mexican cartels get ingredients from China. Well, hell, guess what? The American cartels help fund the stuff in China. So what's the difference?
We don't vote for our cartels either.
Yeah. We don't get to vote for our cartels either. I mean, at least, you know, the cartels are like, we're here. I'm like being facetious somewhat. But really, where's the difference here? If they take this off, that's not going to happen. I'm not joking you. Like, we'll get into some prohibition type stuff. So they said that it's the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act of 2005. Pseudoephedrine was available only behind the counter. So they replaced it with, it's the phenylephrine. They replaced it with phenylephrine. So they literally admitted that they made Sudafed suckier because other people were making bad stuff with it. So you have to suffer because meth chefs wouldn't stop being stupid. How is that my problem? It's not. I hate that government judges your freedom by what criminals do. Well, this guy over here committed a crime, so you can't do this. Blank you. Yes, I can. I'm not going to write Not for Meth anymore. I'm going to let them wonder. That's what I'm going to do.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.